Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for day two. It is brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare provider of the Cincinnati Bengals. For the second straight day, great weather greeted the players and fans who came out to Paul Brown Stadium. The temperature was in the high 70s with bright sunshine on Friday afternoon. Now, a major part of training camp is evaluating the rookies and newcomers, and this year's crop will be expected to contribute right away. Fourth-round draft pick Russell Bodine out of North Carolina has practiced with the starters at center on each of the first 2 days. Additionally, first-round draft pick Darquez Dennard will be expected to be a key part of the rotation in the secondary and contribute on special teams.
I'm excited just to get back out there and play again. And, you know, I got an opportunity to join a great defense and, you know, just add my little talents to it, to a great defense already. So I'm just really excited about the, you know, the competition that's going on in camp and, you know, just the overall team goals.
In injury-related news, offensive lineman Mike Pollock, who did not practice on day one as he comes back from a knee injury, was given the green light to practice on day two and worked with the first string at left guard. Clint Bowling had that spot on day one as he comes back from a torn ACL. He was given the day off on Friday afternoon. Quarterback Andy Dalton looked pretty sharp for the second day in a row. On Friday, he completed 20 of 29 passes, including a pair of deep balls. His favorite targets were A.J. Green. Naturally, he had 6 catches, and Mohamed Sanu had 6 grabs as well. Dalton did throw his first interception of training camp, although in fairness to Andy, it was a good pass that went through the hands of Tyler Eifert and ricocheted right to third-year pro Dre Kirkpatrick. Should be a great weekend to come out and see the Bengals at the training fields across the street from Paul Brown Stadium. The team will practice on Saturday and Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. Gates open at 2:30, and Sunday's practice will be the first time the Bengals will be in full pads. That usually means the highly entertaining and very physical Oklahoma drill. I'm Dan Hoard, and that's your Bengals training camp report.